High pressure is in control across interior New York and New England, keeping us dry. However, moisture in the lowest levels of the atmosphere is trapped underneath that high pressure center, and it looks like a cloudy start for a lot of places. I think things will tend to dry out early this morning, and we'll have more in the way of sunshine by the end of the morning drive, and certainly through the middle of the morning, and a mix of sun and clouds for the middle of the day as temperatures reach into the lower and middle 40s. High clouds will start to stream in by late this afternoon and into the evening hours when they will tend to lower and thicken, although it will be dry through the evening. Temperatures will start to drop back through the 40s and into the 30s. A storm system will approach from the Midwest and Ohio Valley tonight. Clouds will continue to thicken, and rain will break out across the area by sunrise tomorrow morning. Temperatures, for the most part, will be in the middle and upper 30s, so just liquid precipitation in almost all places. However, across the highest terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, some wet snow could mix in at the onset before temperatures climb back above freezing there as well towards sunrise. During the day tomorrow, that system will be moving through. It's not going to be a particularly strong storm, but off and on rain showers will be likely throughout the day as temperatures reach into the upper 40s to around 50. Behind this system will start a drying trend late Thursday night, which will leave us with mostly sunny skies on Friday. It'll be breezy and cooler behind the system with highs back into the lower 40s to round out the work week. By the weekend, another system will head in our direction, a deeper trough and a stronger low-pressure center through the Great Lakes and into the northeast. A warm front will produce a cold rain early on Saturday, which will continue into the afternoon. After the warm front slowly passes by, temperatures will reach into the lower to mid-40s on Saturday. Behind this system for Sunday, it'll be mostly cloudy, windy, and colder. Lake effect snows will take over downwind of Lake Ontario with flurries and snow showers elsewhere, and high temperatures will be back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Drier weather, but cooler as well to start next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong Pacific low-pressure system will slowly push inland, spreading heavy rain to coastal areas and heavy snow across the mountain ranges of the Pacific Northwest, south to the Sierras and western Great Basin. With ample, nearly continuous onshore flow, precipitation will be moderate to heavy for a longer duration. An extensive area of the offshore and coastal waters of Washington and Oregon continue to have storm and gale warnings in effect. Winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings are in effect for portions of the Olympics and Cascades, and winter storm warnings and high wind warnings in effect from central Oregon to south central California and northwest Nevada. Total snow accumulations of 1 to 2 feet are expected above 7,500 to 8,000 feet in elevation, with localized amounts of up to 4 feet along the Sierra crest. Temperatures are expected to moderate across much of the western and central United States ahead of the deep upper trough. Record high temperatures will be possible across parts of the southern plains on Friday. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Yuma, Tucson, and Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Arizona to a low of 16 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 40s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds in the lower 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 48 degrees, the average low, 32. The record high, 74, set in 1993, and the record low, 14, in 1939. Sunrise this morning was at 6:47 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:32 p.m., 9 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with rain showers and higher elevation wet snow moving in late tonight in the lower to mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to high clouds later today with highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain showers moving in late tonight in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy with rain showers and higher elevation wet snow showers moving in late tonight, lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine giving way to high clouds later today and highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain showers moving in late tonight and lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain showers moving in late tonight in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with showers likely, upper 40s. Mostly sunny, breezy Friday, lower 40s. Thickening clouds Saturday morning with rain, especially in the afternoon, lower 40s. Mostly cloudy, windy, and colder Sunday. Scattered flurries and snow showers, lower 40s. And a mix of sun and clouds for Monday and Tuesday. Breezy and cool upper 30s Monday. Back to the 40s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.